Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Thank you, Tolos, for being with us. Your last week to possibly win $1,000 is this week. We had a listener win, Kevin.
Yes, we did.
Yesterday while he was listening. So make sure you're listening every single hour for the word. We'll randomly throw it out there for you. The next one is coming up right now.
No.
Okay, in just a little bit. Oh. So be ready because it can happen at any point. I am C. Squiggle. Kevin is my co-host and Shippy is in here. For the rest of the month, I will do it. All right? For the rest of the month, I will do it for the Tolos. Mike Nolan said this, but Kevin has a take that has me wondering if the entire fan base should feel the same way. Before we get into it, Kevin, though, Anthony Hitchens is playing in the Super Bowl. He's a linebacker that I really liked. And he was, you know, they moved on from him. He went to go sign a good contract with the Chiefs. And now here he is playing in the Super Bowl. Interesting. And this is him talking about Sean Lee's career.
Sean Lee, he can connect with anyone in some way, shape, or form. So that'd be good. But I'm not going to sit here and talk about coaching on his career. I don't know if he's done or not. But either way, he's going to be successful when he's done. So, you know, I think he can still keep playing. He's still got a lot of ball left. He's played well this year. I watched him. Stayed in contact with him throughout the season. I think he got some years left in him. And hopefully he keep playing.
That's Anthony Hitchens from Blogging the Boys right there on Sean Lee and Kevin. Sean Lee is a guy that is more about go than show. Than anything else, he is.
I am not a shower.
Yeah, exactly. I'm gonna go do the work. I'm gonna put all the work that it takes in to get it. But there's a big question, and let's go to cut 23 from Mike Nolan about what this defense is gonna look like and where Sean Lee's role would be, especially with the type of front that you're gonna have.
3-4 and 4-3 is really just a personnel decision to get your best 11 on the field. Outside of that, it's just spacing between the 11 players you have. All the 3-4 teams and the 4-3 teams play a lot of the same fronts. But I've always believed it's about getting your best 11 on the field. And from there, whether that entails you calling yourself a 3-4 or a 4-3, you want to get those best 11 out there. After that, like I said, it's just spacing. You know, you can line up a 3-4 personnel, as some teams do, and it looks just like a 4-3. And people talk about them as a 4-3, or as a 3-4, rather, but they really are the opposite. So it's, like I said, getting your best 11 on the field is the key, and then the spacing from there is, it can be either one.
Is Sean Lee one of your best 11?
Yes.
Could you draft somebody better than Sean Lee?
I don't know about that immediately. I mean, eventually, sure.
Do you think that Van Der Esch is one of your best 11?
Yes.
Jalen?
Yes.
All right. So that's three linebackers right there. So it makes sense to have those three linebackers on the field. You're probably, but if your secondary isn't good, you're probably going to get beat in the middle of the field.
And then the other concern I have that goes along with that is all three of them carry some level of, actually a pretty heavy level of
question marks about
injury,
health.
Yeah.
All right, so that's that part of it. But again, I do love the idea of 4-3, 3-4. We're going to line up all over the place. And whatever our best 11 that matches up with their best 11 or even creates a mismatch for us to win. Like, that's what I'd love. I love to see opportunities where they say, we're going to create a mismatch to win so that we can get a sack or we can force a turnover. And he was talking about creating turnovers. Let's go cut 22 on this one, Shippy.
Look, as most things do, it does start with the player. You know, typically there's players who have a knack for getting the ball and some that don't. But at the same time, I think a coach's job is to work on that. That's the number one thing in winning football games is getting the ball for your offense. And as a defense, that's what we'll strive to do all the time. Outside of that is trying to get your opponent the third down again so you can get off the field because third down obviously is that down. But like I said, I think some players just have a knack for it, but the ones that don't, I think you can improve their skill, and that comes through practice and making the ball awareness, things like that.
So he wants to get the those kinds of guys on the field, right? Then he was asked about getting a ball hawk.
You know, it's going to become cliche maybe, but the best player is what you want. What you do with them, you have to, the experience that you acquire through coaching the NFL and even coaching at college needs to allow you that opportunity to utilize those skills. You know, guys are all different. Obviously, everyone would say, again, getting back to the Mantha, you'd love to have a guy that's a lockdown guy. You know, Jalen Ramsey, I guess, somebody, but that's not going to happen. And you have to be realistic about what you do have, and you have to utilize your players. So, you know, look, the bigger, stronger, faster typically stays more healthy and stays on the field longer. So if in a perfect world, that's what you had. But I've also coached some little guys that stayed on the field a long time, too. They come in all packages, and it's just a matter of us utilizing the best we can.
Would you prefer a ball hawk?
Always. If it has to do with the ball, I would take that first. Yeah, if you were going to describe somebody, that's a great point, because if you're going to describe a defensive back and somebody that stole the ball, you know, that would be your guy. Quickly, a reflection, I was talking to Troy Aikman probably 15 years ago, and I remember talking about DBs and throwing against him, and he said, you know, he says, I'm not really concerned, and he may or may not remember this, but I'm not really concerned with throwing at a corner that I know is just going to knock the ball down. He says, I throw incompletions all the time. He says, but we were talking about Deion. He says, but when I throw at Deion, he says, I got to be concerned about that ball going for six the other way. And I thought that was a great point. And the really good quarterbacks, I think, recognize that same thing. There really is no fear in throwing a ball if it's going to be completer on the ground. But when that guy who's covering him can take it the other way, as you mentioned, the ball hawk, that's a difference maker.
I'm getting all sorts of excited, Kevin. I'm
kind of curious if he's going to get knocked for tampering by specifically mentioning Jalen Ramsey there. I don't think you're supposed to do that, but
you can't mention a player, like talk about a player being good.
No, you could talk about him being good, but since he specifically said you would want a player like this, that's where I wonder. Like the NFL and NBA are super annoying about things like that, but I mean, hopefully it'll be fine. I don't think it should be a big deal. I just know how they operate.
Is he in free agency soon? Is that coming up for him? Opportunity to maybe.
I thought he had at least one more.
Okay, year. All right. Well, and I agree with you there. Hopefully it's just, they look at it and they're like, oh, no, he was just making a comparison. But he was saying, but you're not going to get a guy like that. Byron Jones isn't that guy. Byron Jones isn't the lockdown guy.
Sure.
But he did, look, the question mark was, hey, is this guy tall enough to play? Does he have long enough arms? And Jordan Lewis was your best playmaker on the field last year.
Yep.
He forced turnovers.
Yep.
He had a knack for getting to the ball. And that was that guy. But and then all of a sudden, late in the season, you finally started to see him get more opportunities to make those plays. And I don't know what the reason was other than them saying he was just too short. Maybe he didn't do things that he was supposed to do. Maybe I don't know that, but he seemed like a hard worker to me. He seemed improved whenever he went into last season. But, Kevin, you brought up yesterday when we were talking about Henry, the new wide receivers coach. And I'm getting excited hearing these coaches talk. Just hearing, it's refreshing to hear a new mantra about what their plan is and what they want to accomplish, because all the things that I see they want to accomplish were all the shortcomings that the Cowboys had. But I think you've brought up the idea that, hey, man, maybe they're just telling us everything we want to hear. And it's all talk right now.
Yeah, that's exactly what I think. I mean, that's cool. But, like, are you actually going to do any of that stuff? Because this is the time where everybody says all of the things. Awesome. You know who else said all of the things? Chan Gailey's staff and Dave Campo's staff and Bill Parcells' staff and Wade Phillips' staff and Jason Garrett's staff and now Mike McCarthy's staff. Awesome. And you know what? None of them succeeded at getting this team to where you want it to be. And so that's the thing, is like all that pretty talk, that's lovely. But I don't care about any of it because I don't know if I believe any of it's actually going to happen.
877-881-1053. I have a hard time being a pessimist about the Cowboys. I'm sorry, that's just very...
All evidence to the contrary.
That's very difficult for me, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's very... I have been a Cowboys fan my whole life, and you've always said... You're the rainbows and butterflies
guy.
Yeah,
and you're the biggest Cowboys fan that I know.
But
like, legit.
I feel like most of the Cowboys... I try to be a realist about what they are, but I have a hard time feeling negative about what they're saying and doing. But I feel like what I'm seeing on the fan text, what I'm seeing on Twitter, and what I'm hearing whenever I have discussions is that people lost faith in this team. People lost faith in the franchise that they can get it done. And that's the reason, Kevin, that Jason Garrett got fired. The faith was lost.
Yes.
And that the coach could be the savior of the organization.
Yes.
And so they said, we have to refresh the message. We have to change the narrative. And so they are trying and attempting to change the narrative. But from what I see, and maybe I should put it up on Twitter. Are you buying what the Cowboys coaches are saying to you? Or are you wait and see approach? 877-881-1053, because I want to buy in, so because I want to believe it.
Okay, well, and that's, thank you for saying that last part, because that was going to be my question. Because if you are buying in, tell me why. Like, I want to know why. I also would like to buy in, but there is nothing about this franchise. It has nothing to do with Mike McCarthy. There's nothing about this franchise that leads me to believe that it's going to be different. So, like, just again, go back through the history of coaches. All right. So we went with Chan Gailey. We decided to go the hotshot college coach route. Didn't work out. So then we went with Dave Campo. We went with the dyed in the wool, blue and silver, all the way, super fan of the franchise. Didn't work out. Then we went with Bill Parcells. Won multiple Super Bowls and got to another Super Bowl. Didn't work out. Then we went with Wade Phillips, who his family might be more entrenched in the NFL system than anyone ever. Didn't work out. Then we went with Jason Garrett, who not only coached here or was here, he played here too. Great. Didn't work out. So now we're going with the guy who won the Super Bowl on our home field. Like, we have tried every combination of coaches that apparently exist in the world. And so I hope it does work out. I really do. But I am not buying in this time. I'm going to wait and see. And if I wait and see and I'm totally wrong and everything that Nolan, McCarthy, et cetera happens, great. I'll be the first person in line to be like, man, what an idiot I was for not listening from the jump. But instead, I'm going to sit here and say, yeah, we'll see. Because if you had
who's
to tell...
Who's the blind sheep in this then?
You.
The person that is going to be on the... Because there are more people saying wait and see. That's a herd of sheep right there.
No. That is based on evidence. Okay. Will Mike McCarthy win a Super Bowl with the Cowboys?
I think he can.
No. Will.
Yes.
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 Okay. That's not based on logic. That's based on your hope. Because the last five coaches here failed to win a Super Bowl. We have not even been to the Super Bowl in 25 years. That is based on hope. Is Mike McCarthy going to win his Super Bowl here? No. You know why? Because the person before him didn't. Neither did the person before him, or the person before him, or the person before him, or the person before him. So, like, mine is based in fact and logic, which I hope I'm wrong about. Yours is based in hope.
So you're John Daniels, and I'm Nolan. It always comes back to this. You and JD and me and Nolan.
I don't know if I want to be associated with that.
Whoa, hey. All right, so, and man, there are tons of texts coming in right now. A lot of people saying they're going to wait and see until after the draft because they feel like the draft is going to give them a real opportunity to see what may have changed.
Okay.
But Will McClay hasn't changed.
Here's the only thing I want to say about the draft. Do you want to go ahead and... Do you want to? I'll spoil it for you right now.
Draft's exciting.
The draft is exciting. What people's opinions are coming out of the draft are the worst. Just the worst. Do you want to go ahead and hear the post-draft press conference? I'll give it to you right now. Just go out. We'll skip ahead the next 3 months.
Here's the best guy available.
Oh my gosh. We are thrilled with how our draft went. We got the 10th best player on our board in the first round. In the second round, we get the best player left on our board. Third and fourth round, same thing. I cannot believe the talent and the value that we picked up in this draft, and we can't wait to see what Mike McCarthy, Kellen Moore, Mike Nolan can do with these boys. Man, it was a hell of a draft. That's exactly what's going to happen. Record this and play it back with what actually happens in about 2.5 months. It's going to be remarkably similar. Everybody comes out of the draft thinking they did the best job.
Yeah, and this year, though, Kevin, I think a lot of fans went into the draft after Tristan Hill was drafted. I don't think anybody was excited about him, right?
Oh, no. I mean, well, the Cowboys were. We just got a steal. Randy Gregory, we just got a steal.
But like, here.
Taco.
In this building, I don't think anybody really believed it. Like, we were all like, okay, I mean, Marinelli's. Hopefully he can mold him into something, but there was a lot of, and so that's where I think a lot of the doubt started. And we bought in on, okay, we gave up our first round pick for Amari. So if he hits, that's a big deal. He hit, right?
Yeah, he did. Okay. He did. I know there are some frustrations that come along with him, but he did for sure.
So, I see so many people texting in. The Cowboys will win the Super Bowl when Jones sells the team.
Okay, and that's the thing. And I've seen multiple people say, well, there's one constant in all of that. But that's not going to change. Like, don't get caught up in that. And that's why I refuse to have that discussion. That is not going to change. If you're like, well, it's only going to change when Jarrett... Stop. That is not going to change. So you need to find a way around that. And if Mike McCarthy is the way around it, great. I don't know why.
From the 469, my reason for optimism is a brand new staff and clean cut. Also, with so many free agents, you can build and re-sign and sign who you want. Tolo JB. They're excited about building a new team. They built a new staff. And it seems like a good staff, but it's all talk right now, right?
And see, this is the... I'm sorry. I don't mean to call this person out, but this is exactly the problem. From the 682, if Randy Gregory could have stayed on the field, he was a steal. That is what I'm talking about. The whole reason he was available is because people knew this was going to happen to him.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell me, well, if it weren't for all the problems, he'd be the best. Awesome. Well, if it weren't for all the...
But there are only so many sure things in the draft.
No, I agree.
And you got to be in the top five to get those
okay,
sure things.
But don't act surprised when the thing that everyone knocked that player for is what takes them down.
Oh, yeah.
That's like saying, well, you know, if we could have beat the Rams and the Packers, we could have been in three of those Super Bowls. Sure.
That's true.
I guess.
That's true, though, Kevin.
I guess.
No, it's for real, and you admitted it. Admit it.
I don't think we're supposed to do that anymore.
Okay.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.